Welcome, everybody, to Infinite Scale, the ultimate growth podcast for MSPs. My name is Patrick Doherty, and I'm here today chatting with James Vickery, the CEO of Benchmark 365 and author of Infinite Scale. Hi, James. How are you today?
Hey, Patrick. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. So today we've got a pretty broad topic, which touches on, I think, a lot of parts of the MSP's business. One we've titled The Five Dysfunctions of an MSP. So James, why don't you kick us off by telling us what you mean by that and then giving us a quick summary of the five, and then we'll deep dive into each of them.
Sure. So I've borrowed this title, The Five Dysfunctions of an MSP, from the book, a very great book called The Five Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni. And that book has been fantastic for us in learning how to run more effective teams at Benchmark 365. So I thought I'd borrow a little bit of that concept and use it today to talk about some of the challenges that MSPs are facing.
Okay, James, then let's quickly run through the list.
All right. Well, the five that we put down today are number one, blending support and project resourcing. And what I mean by that is when we have our people both focused on support, but also working on projects at the same time, and those two worlds collide and result in poor outcomes for our customers. Second one is best case scenario forecasting. I think as human beings, we always look at best case scenarios and we try to think that, hey, there's probably not going to be that busy this month, and we under-resource, we understaff our team, and then we get shocked when something big happens, you know, a major customer incident, or even just a busy month that we couldn't predict. So underestimating is a really big challenge for MSPs.
And three?
I think this one leads, best case scenario, leads into heroics, team or owner heroics. That's where we're just stretching ourselves way too far. We're working too many hours. We're overburdening ourselves as MSP entrepreneurs. We're overburdening our staff. And that can result in a whole range of problems, from quality of life through to quality of service to our customers.
And number four, which I think is a pretty big one for everybody.
I think this is one that we talk about almost universally in every podcast that we run, is pricing. It is so important that you price your service to value yourself and value your team. The work that you do for these customers delivers value to their business, and you need to price it accordingly so that you can make the right investments in your team to grow your business.
And lastly,
unsustainable and unprofitable SLA response times. Often MSPs say we don't have an SLA, we just go as quickly as we can. But that results in this never-ending cycle of going faster and faster, or trying to go faster, setting an expectation in the mind of the customer that everything is going to be solved in 1 minute. And that becomes unsustainable. It burns out staff. It results in customers not getting a service at a particular time that they expect because they thought everything was going to happen in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, well, thanks for that rather bleak list. So why don't we dive back into each of them, and you can all make us feel a bit better about ourselves and maybe offer some solutions, or at least how to maybe address it. All right, so let's kick off with blending support and project resourcing.
Yeah, so I think we as MSPs, we have our recurring revenue, we have a bit of a hum of income coming in, and it's oriented around support. When projects come up, sometimes we just don't know what to do. We don't necessarily think about the scope of the project. I think in some cases we see MSPs actually underestimate quite significantly on a project. It's just the excitement of, hey, the customer's going to buy this. We think it's going to take 5 hours. All of a sudden, this thing becomes 20, 30, 40 hours of work, and support suffers, particularly if you're blending those teams together. You've got an individual or individuals working on both sides of the company. First of all, the most important thing is scoping, actually sitting down and being realistic about how long things are going to take. And we're not just talking about the execution, it's the planning, the setting up of the project, the meetings that need to occur around the project, the runoffs of support. So getting that estimate right, being realistic, even though sometimes it's hard because you know that you're going to have to tell the customer that this is an expensive initiative, it's actually sitting down, scoping it out, and then designating someone to do that work from end to end, or a group of people to do that work from end to end. Naturally, if you're under-resourced, you can leverage others. So you can contract, you can outsource. And obviously those things take some consideration to do, but making sure that there are people that are directly oriented towards support and don't shift over between projects, and making sure you've got someone or someone's dedicated to project resourcing will ensure that your business hums along at all times.
Number two, best case scenario forecasting.
And I think this is very similar to project forecasting, but often we can sit down and say, okay, that's a project that has a beginning and an end. We start here, we do this work, we end it here, we get the sign off, the project is done. But support is very different. And often when we're looking at support, we don't look at the detail. We don't get as far into the detail as to not just how many tickets we do, but how long tickets generally take. And also understanding that there are spikes. And I think that most MSPs should be building in a buffer, probably around 25 to 30% of capacity resourcing. Maybe look at your worst month, your busiest month, if you will, and planning around that. And then if you're finding that you've got excess capacity, well, first of all, that means that your customers are getting a better level of support, but it also gives you the opportunity to go out and sell more if you're confident that your team are delivering, you're confident that you've got enough people in the team, or you're leveraging a group of people to help your team deliver that service, then you've got all of this extra time. Customers are happy, they're giving you the kudos. Now's the time to go out there and do some more sales.
So scenario forecasting can sound a little bit scary. Like, do you need tools for this, or is it just something you should like do in a spreadsheet, or like how do you kind of like build a good scenario and a forecast, I guess?
Well, most of us have these tools at our fingertips, but we don't use them as effectively as we should. And that is your ticketing system. And if you're working within any of the modern PSA systems, you can run a report that shows you how much utilization there was of your team over a particular period of time. I like to look at a year. Often we don't go back that far, but I like to look at a year and I like to see, well, what were the worst months for us? You know, what were the months where we were just a little bit stretched, where we didn't quite have enough people to deliver the service? And also, what was the impact of that? What was it like? What was it like back in March when we were overwhelmed, and why? And then I use that as my basis for forecasting. If you're not doing effective time entry, this is very difficult. Or if you're not recording tickets, this is very difficult. So the next thing you can do is just look at the overall usage of your team. If you're flat out as a business owner doing tech support and your staff are flat out, then you can use that to say, okay, well, they're at max. You know, they're at 100%. We're utilizing them to the best possible ability. You're overwhelmed potentially as an MSP business owner. Now you know, okay, I need additional resourcing, and you use that background to develop your forecast moving forward, and you can course correct it. You know, you can look at, again, another 3-month period or another 6-month period later down the track and make adjustments accordingly.
Okay. So this is putting on your Superman cape. The next one, team heroics.
Yeah. And I think all small business owners suffer from this, and which is that not having an off button. You know, everything's a crisis. Everything's urgent. Customers need amazing, stellar support. You need to be tied to your phone at all times. And unfortunately, guys, this just leads to burnout. This ultimately leads to people just saying, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, it becomes difficult. It becomes monotonous. It has an effect on our health. It has an effect on our relationships. And so being able to, again, look at the bigger picture, look at the reality of an MSP, which is that it's probably always going to be busy. There's probably always going to be stuff coming down the line. And making sure that you set aside time for yourself and for your team to take a bit of a break. And there are lots of ways that you can do that. But the first thing is to make sure that you have a good understanding of yourself and the amount of hours that you can actually work before you hit a wall. And think about that with your team. And in reality, as a business owner, if you are a business owner listening today, you probably have a little more capacity. You've got a little bit more skin in the game than your employees. So have a think about them, and maybe think about the fact that they're not able to deliver at that same heroic level that you do, and that all of you need to work together to actually manage expectations with your customers.
So the big one, I think, pricing.
Right. And this is always controversial, I suppose, that we're in a market where things have commoditized. And that's really unfortunate. The value that a great MSP delivers to a customer is enormous. You keep their business running. You keep them safe from cyber attacks. you keep their systems from you keep their systems optimized and you stop them from going down. It makes their people productive and it helps them make money. Yet when we're sitting down in front of the customer, we're worried, what is the other guy charging? What is the other MSP charging? But if we flip our thinking and we look back at some of those other issues, blending support and project resourcing, under forecasting or underestimating the work that we're doing, or being overly heroic, what we find is that an MSP that's underpricing but trying to deliver a great service will eventually hit a wall and you won't be the best possible service provider. And customers vote with their feet. Customers will eventually decide, look, even though you're a little bit cheaper, if my business is being impacted by this, I'm probably going to go and spend a bit more with a more mature MSP operation that's actually got capacity to serve us. So keep that in mind when you're pricing your service. Don't underprice or undervalue. You're worth it. Putting down and estimating how much actual work, hours of effort, how many tools, what is it going to really cost? And what is a reasonable margin for you to actually make a good income and a good life for you and your team? And set your prices at that rate. And I guarantee you that although you might need to kiss a few frogs, you might need to say goodbye to a few clients, eventually you land on a client base that are paying you well for what you do and value you for what you do. It's just a commercial reality of the times that we live in. Obviously, at the time that we're recording this, big inflation pressure, interest rates rising, all of your vendors are putting up their prices. You have to keep in check with that. It's not going to go down. Right. You know, there's what we find in an inflationary period is that prices go up and they might level off, but they're probably not going to go down. Right. And so thinking about the future, forecasting ahead, saying to your customer, we charge the right price to put the right team in place to manage you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right. Last one, unsustainable or unprofitable SLAs.
I would have to say this is one of the biggest traps that we see MSPs fall into. And we see it day in, day out. We talk to a large number of MSPs. We survey and we model these MSPs out. And when we tie it all back to why that MSP is underperforming, why they're struggling with staffing, why they're struggling to grow, is that an expectation has been set that everything's urgent. Every ticket that comes in, you know, call needs to be answered, ticket needs to be looked at in a couple of minutes, and it might not even be that urgent. We need to manage the expectations of the customer, because if you model out what it takes to hit every ticket within the first couple of minutes, for example, it requires more people. And then that has an impact on so many other things. But in particular, it has an impact on your price, and it has an impact on the way that you account manage your customers. We'll talk about price first. If you need to layer in additional resourcing to hit every ticket in a couple of minutes, but your customer isn't willing to pay more, right? Because we are at some level of commoditization in terms of endpoint pricing, then what happens is you're losing money. That's just the reality. And you find that people, when you're hiring people, you're shocked now that the price of people is going up and up and up. You expect them to work really, really hard, turn things around in a couple of minutes' time, you lose people. Right? You actually have people that leave your company because they don't want to work like that anymore. And so that has an effect on you, and that has an effect on your overall margin of the service you provide. What we need to get to is a place where we're sitting down with customers and saying, these are reasonable response times. Now, obviously, if you have an emergency or you have a crisis, we will get back to you ASAP. We're going to jump on that. We're going to pause our other work and we're going to solve that problem for you. But if this is something that can wait, it's going to wait. And that allows us to carefully manage the workload and allows us to provide a great level of consistent support to you, whether your hours are 9 to 5 or 24 hours a day a week.
Okay. So that was pretty rapid fire, which is good. Just to wrap it up, I mean, there's a lot there to do, right? A lot to kind of get your head around. Where would you start, or what's going to have the biggest impact for the smallest amount of effort, do you think?
Well, we talk about this a lot in the Infinite Scale book and in the podcast, as you know, Patrick. And the reality is MSP is a people business. We get very excited about the latest automations, the latest RMM tools, the scripts that we can write, the things that we can do. But the reality is high-performing MSPs are well-staffed. and they're well staffed because they're taking a long view, looking at what's coming down the line and making sure that they have ample capacity. And there are lots of ways to do that these days. As you know, when we started this podcast, or even when we started Benchmark, outsourcing wasn't really a big thing, or certainly it hadn't reached its peak in terms of quality. But today you can outsource and you can actually augment your team to handle those ebbs and flows that occur in your business. Obviously, that's one option. Another option is to build a great team. And what we know is that there are a lot of MSPs that build great teams. It's a long, long road. So are there some things that you can do short term, like outsourcing, to help you as you build up your ideal team for your business? So that's another way to look at things as well. So having a really good look and a really good think about where you want to be in terms of capacity, making sure that there are always enough resource around with the right skill sets to meet customer demand, but then managing expectations with customers to ensure that you're pricing that correctly, because you are making long-term investments in your business, and that you're account managing correctly in terms of setting the right expectations around turnaround times and support times. Nothing is easy, but what I do know is when you get this right, your business will grow. Your MSP will grow when you get the right foundations in place for growth.
Well, thanks for that, James. That was short and sweet today, but I think there's some really interesting insights in there for our listeners to take away and have a bit of a think about.
Awesome. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks, everyone. Look forward to the next show.
Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to get your own copy of Infinite Scale, just go to benchmark365.com. And if you have any comments, feedback, or suggestions for future podcast episodes, just drop us a line at hello@benchmark365.com. Thanks for listening.